truly heavenly music by German composer Christoph Bernhard, whose dates are 1627 until 1692. That was his Christmas cantata, as performed by soprano Helen Kwan, along with the Hamburg soloists conducted by Emil Klein. Music of Christoph Bernhard. Well, here's the weather forecast for the Princeton area from the National Weather Service. Today, mostly sunny with a high near 40. It looks like winter is here. It will be breezy also with a west wind 11 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 25. West wind 8 to 14 miles per hour. And tomorrow, Sunday, it will be sunny on Sunday with a high near 45. West wind 6 to 8 miles per hour. We currently have fair skies and 34 degrees at Mercer County Airport in Trenton.
There are sweet voices. Trilly voices. And deep voices. You can hear them all on Sunday Morning Opera each week from 6 to 10 a.m. This is Sandy inviting you to join me for a complete opera and landmark recordings of the finest singers of the last century every week on 103.3 FM, WPRB, Princeton.
Well, good morning. The time is 3 minutes after 6 on Saturday, December 19th, and you are tuned to WPRB, Princeton, New Jersey, community-supported independent radio at 103.3 FM or online around the world at www.wprb.com. Welcome to Treasures of Early Music. I am your host, Marvin Rosen, and I'm with you in addition to Wednesdays on Saturday mornings through the end of January, from 5:30 until 9 a.m. Now, next Saturday, I will not be here for Treasures of Early Music, so I can simply get some extra rest before the beginning of the 25-hour live radio marathon Viva 21st Century, which will begin 1 week from today at 2 p.m. Now, I will be with you next this Monday morning from 5:30 until 11 for a program of music by black composers in observance of Kwanzaa. You can see a complete list of my holiday programs by going to my website at www.classicaldiscoveries.org. Today's program, totally devoted to holiday music, is titled The Medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque Christmas, Part 1. Part 2 will be this Thursday morning, Christmas Eve, from 5:30 until 11. Thursday morning, note, not Wednesday, Ross Amico and I are switching. So to add to the confusion, he will be with you this Wednesday morning from 6 to 11 for more holiday music. And Ross always does a wonderful holiday show. He did one this past Thursday. And I do hope you can join Ross this coming Wednesday. Well, we will be going now to a major work by the little-known Italian composer Carlo Agostino Badia in just a few minutes, right after this selection for the holiday season of Johann Joseph Fuchs. Thank you. That was the Sonata Pastorale by the Austrian composer Johann Joseph Fuchs, who lived from 1660 until 1741. In our performance, you heard members of Collegium Marianum, conducted by Jana Semiradova, music of Johann Joseph Fuchs. Well, we are going to proceed now to a major work by the little-known Italian composer Carlo Agostino Badia, who lived from around 1672 until 1738. During his career, he was a court composer in both Innsbruck and Vienna. As a composer, Carlo Agostino Badia wrote both operas and oratorios, one of which we hear right now. This is titled La Fuga in Egitto, The Flight into Egypt. The work is in two sections. The flight into Egypt is a biblical event described in the Gospel of Matthew, in which Joseph fled to Egypt with his wife Mary and infant son Jesus after a visit by the Magi, because they learn that King Herod intends to kill the infants of that area. The episode is frequently shown in art as the final episode of the Nativity of Jesus in art, and was a common component in cycles of the life of the Virgin as well as the life of Christ. Well, in our performance, we hear sopranos Roberta Invernizzi, Emanuela Galli, and Roberto Andalo. They are joined by tenor Rosario Totaro and alto Daniela Delmonico. Our soloists are joined by members of Cappella della Pietà de Turchini, and our conductor is Antonio Florio. We listen now to a complete performance of the little-known oratorio La Fuga in Egitto, The Flight into Egypt, by Italian composer Carlo Agostino Badia.
Cielo era ascolto mio cuore, d'ogni più fier disastro avanza il segno, nemico occulto e gelosia di regno.
Thank you.
badinate, se spietate badinate contro un re che pur lavora. Poi sarà un sapiente buono, tu ricorda le trofee, tu ricorda le trofee. Poi sarà un sapiente buono, tu ricorda le trofee.
Che l'aurora coi suoi chiari splendori al rinascente dì la cuna indori. Ma se fra gli orrori di cieca notte il fuggitivo piede incontrerà del re le genti armate, oh, qual sarà tra fra rigidi tormenti, Nerone, il fiero orgoglio, contro di noi, soggetti al suo gran soglio. E fra l'ombre più dense a noi chi sarà duce?
Se che sol non riluce, io vi precedo e condottiero in luce. Addio, addio, Betlemme.
Addio, addio, Betlemme. Io son felice.
stranieri, onde s'avanze dai giorni miei, sin all'età futura. Il mio scherno, il mio proprio, ed il mio danno. Ah, se non son tiranno, s'avvilisce il mio soglio, ed dei nemici miei cresce l'orgoglio.
Campagna tiene che qui m'assai ansi di mondo ardore, chi fiat all'arso core d'un limpido ogni cuor l'onda n'impetre.
Già per te verserà sin dalle pietre, d'acque perenni e pronte, la divina pietà. Prodigo fonte, et miracle vena di fresco amor, già scorre in solarina.
Argenti nini, e con chi fui, vorrete apporgere a me di porgere da me di stor. Con dolce che strega andate a preghete laghi di gloria al mio signor. Con dolce strega andate a preghete laghi di gloria al mio signor. C'è che strega, andate a negare i figli di gloria al mio signor. Quando le c'è strega, andate a negare i figli di gloria al mio signor. Ammira gli alti prodigi del gran Dio. Oh, quale del suo trono immortale scende sovra di noi pietoso influsso. Mira come discusso da noi si dileguò d'ogni periodo affannoso timore, e come ameno ad un padre sereno il barco corsi di serra dell'Egitto per noi nell'ampia terra.
Ha ha ha.
ciò fanciullo, ch'al fin poi ruini l'alto fastidio della mia potenza, di chi sarà l'irreparabil danno? Comprende la gran fatalità di sue vicende, forse che sia tiranno, così risolvo, o là,
signor,
si stenda feral decreto,
ahimè,
per cui succino ogni prole viril, che nata sia già di 2 anni in Betlemme, e dentro ad ogni suo confine, così renda vano il periglio.
Oddio, da quel consiglio se barbara in pietà.
Che dici?
Il tutto si risadempirà, ma di tal lutto godrai funestare l'ampio tuo regno.
Goderò.
Non è giusto.
Prudenza il vuol.
Pietà la vorrà.
Il chiede d'un re impegno.
Essendo ritirarsene in tempo,
troppo importa l'onore.
Importa più quello di Dio.
Aneggi. Olà, se il resto mio si dia mano all'editto reale.